Next page. Another issue of concern with the Book of Mormon is the claims that it contains the fullness of the everlasting gospel, when actually it doesn't, according to the Mormon laws and ordinances of the gospel. We're looking here on page 10 of your manual. Left-hand column, we're looking at Doctrine and Covenants, one of the Mormon scriptures, section 27, verse 5. The underlying portion says this: "The Book of Mormon containing the fullness of my everlasting gospel, to whom I've committed the keys of the record of the stick of Ephraim." The Book of Mormon contains the fullness of the everlasting gospel. Now, I'm assuming that full would mean, well, full, you can't add anything to it. You know, you've seen when you're at the gas station and the pump clicks off, you want to get a little more gas in, but it's really full, what happens? The tank can't contain it because it already has the fullness of the tank. But not only is this fullness, it's the fullness of the gospel for how long? Everlasting. The problem is, many of the laws and ordinances of the Mormon gospel, the restored gospel, are not at all found in the Book of Mormon, which is supposed to contain the fullness of the everlasting gospel. For example, in the right-hand column it says this. This is the Doctrine and Covenants, section 128, verse 17, underlined portion. In a special manner, this most glorious of all subjects belonging to the everlasting gospel, namely the baptism for the dead. So notice the case that we're building here. The Book of Mormon contains the fullness of the everlasting gospel, and one of the most glorious subjects belonging to the everlasting gospel is what doctrine? Baptism for the dead. Problem is, baptism for the dead is not found anywhere in the Book of Mormon. It's supposed to contain the fullness, and one of the most important, glorious subjects of the gospel is missing from the fullness of the gospel. Not only is it missing, the Book of Mormon teaches against it.